I'm Jackie.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to The Witching Hour.
Yes, yes. Oh, good. Okay, so we have...
Oh, good.
We have... I'm trying to say something. Okay. I'm just excited because it's a rosé. No, we have used up all of our red wine currently.
They're gone, but they're coming back.
I know, just in time. We have another appointment to get more wine, if you can believe that. So,
like a wine appointment.
Anyways, yes. But so we're back to a lovely rosé here.
Yeah.
So before I even smell or taste it,
it smells like candy.
Cocomero. And it has all these cute little watermelons and flowers around it.
Oh my god, it smells like...
It says 2020 candy. Rosé wine, Vin de France.
Okay, ooh, so I will read good accent.
It. Thank you. Ooh. Ooh, it smells very sweet.
Oh, but it's not.
Yeah, no, and when I said very sweet, that seemed like possibly negative. It wasn't in a negative way.
Wow, it's interesting. It's an interesting texture. It's an interesting feel in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a very, very short finish. It's like you swallow it and just poof, like it's gone.
It's very like round.
Yes, but when you first drink it, it has quite a lot of body to it.
Yeah, very much like envelops.
And I feel like the flavor, there is sweetness. It's definitely not overly sweet, but it's almost like a syrupy yes. sweetness. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you have like an ice cone, you know, like a snow cone,
an ice cone.
Right? And like it was ice, almost icy and then snow cone. But,
yeah.
You know, but like the kind where they pour the syrups
yes.
on them.
Yes, it does have that vibe.
But it's not overly sweet.
I said that and it reminded me of that line from House Bunny when she's like, ooh, I love having my mouth enveloped.
I do. This perfectly pink, luscious rosé reveals a refreshing watermelon aroma. Further indulge your senses by scratching the watermelons on the front label.
Shut up.
Sip, sniff, and enjoy.
It's a scratch and sniff
label.
What the heck?
Sorry, we have to try it.
90s kids.
I don't smell anything. You try it. But the wine is very good. And I don't know that it's giving watermelon, but it definitely is giving like
it's giving
something.
Candy.
It's like candy. Like
it's like
fruit.
It's like a Scholastic Book Fair wine. I'm obsessed. It does, Jackie. It does.
Okay. I didn't get a good one.
Let me do see. These ones.
Oh no, it does.
It does.
Yeah, no, it really does. It really does. Okay, this is exciting.
It's
I
so
love
cute.
This. Okay.
I'm obsessed.
Cute. Okay.
So cute.
Love. All right. We have an April energy report.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Don't worry. It's going to be quick and dirty per usual.
That's right.
Okay. So April, I'm going with... Look, I've tried to have my alliteration. Couldn't get alliteration with this one.
That's okay.
So I went first with intense magical revision, but then I revised that to exquisite fantastical shift.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Goes along with exactly what I said, which is beginning, pausing, and beginning again.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what do we have going on here? We have Mercury in retrograde in Aries.
Yes, on April Fool's Day.
Huh. Yeah, exactly. So all you fools, you're going to stay in that until the end of the month.
All you fools.
We also have the sun going from Aries into Taurus a little bit later in this month.
That's right.
And do y'all remember that cusp energy when we did that cusp episode?
Mm-hmm.
That shit's intense. Yeah. It is the cusp of power.
Yeah.
And it is not letting go easily. Ooh. So you're going to have like this mm-hmm. punch out kind of like knock 'em dead energy happening.
Absolutely. There is so much fiery energy in the beginning of this month. You're going to be downloading tons of messages from the universe, and it's all filtered through these fiery signs, and it's just mm-hmm. one after the other sort of going into that, and it's lots of stuff about like your purpose and what are you going to do, and then, you know,
Aries.
Eclipse energy that feels chaotic, and then it's like, okay, wait, stop for a second, and then it's like, okay, revisit that. Do you want to do that again? And then you just kind of have to go forward.
Yes, but so here's what you do with all those downloads. You just mm-hmm. hold them. Just save them
yes,
on the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on to them. You don't mm-hmm. need to use them yet. Don't use them. Just hold on to them.
Just hold on. Yeah, because then we get towards the middle end of the month, we get a Mars-Saturn conjunction mm-hmm. in the middle of the month, then a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction end of the month.
Yeah.
So it's spurring us forward, but that's actually feeling better. That Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is feeling better.
Yeah, and just imagine if a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is feeling good, what have you been enduring
exactly.
before that happened?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Anyway, hold on to your hats out there, people. Get ready for the month of April. It is Hopefully. It's coming in like a lion. It is. Hopefully it'll leave like a lamb. We'll see.
We'll see. Cheers.